नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, इन अ ट्रेजिक एक्सीडेंट द लाइव्स ऑफ एटलीस्ट 14 चिल्ड्रन वर लॉस्ट एंड 7 अदर्स इंजर्ड आफ्टर अ स्पीडिंग ट्रेन crashed into a school van this morning at an unmanned crossing in Uttar Pradesh's Kushinagar, around 50 km from Gorakhpur. CM Adityanath blamed the accident on the irresponsibility of the driver. According to eyewitness reports, the driver had headphones on and did not heed locals who tried to stop him. The Congress on Thursday filed a police complaint after an aircraft carrying party president Rahul Gandhi from Delhi to Hubli in Karnataka malfunctioned and made a rough landing, which it said endangered the life of passengers. Raising the issue of a possible and intentional tampering with the aircraft, the complaint says that the plane shuddered violently, tilted to one side, dipped in altitude steeply, and made cranking noises throughout. It further says that the autopilot system of the aircraft was not functioning. In a landmark judgment, a court in Bharuch district of Gujarat has handed over the death sentence to a 24-year-old man who has been convicted under charges of murder, unnatural sex and provisions of the Protection of Children from Sexual Offence, POCSO Act. The Election Commission has announced that the by-election to the controversial Kairana Lok Sabha seat, which fell vacant after the death of BJP MP Hukum Singh last February, will be held on May 28th and the counting of votes will be done on May 31st. The by-poll to the Noorpur Legislative Assembly seat will also be held on the same dates. It had fallen vacant in February when sitting BJP MLA Lokendra Singh died in a car accident. Extremely wary of communal polarization ahead of the next general elections, the United Opposition is exercising utmost caution in selecting candidates for the Kairana Lok Sabha by-polls in politically crucial Uttar Pradesh. The elevation of one of the two jurists recommended by the Collegium as Supreme Court judges on Thursday evoked sharp reaction, with the Apex Courts Bar Association chief, who called the government's action of accepting only one name and asking it to reconsider the name of Justice K.M. Joseph, disturbing. Pakistani actor Ali Zafar has sent a legal notice to singer-actor Meesha Shafi, demanding her to apologize over the sexual harassment allegations she made against him or faced defamation suit of rupees 100 crore. Shafi last Thursday, in a shocking tweet, accused Zafar of subjecting her to sexual harassment of a physical nature on more than one occasions. Agree or disagree, the conviction of Asaram may have engendered a moment of quiet satisfaction for Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It was under his government in Gujarat that political patronage to the self-styled godman was withdrawn. This triggered the fall of Asaram's evil empire. And finally, on reel, watch how Vivek Premi, the Western UP Bajrang Dal Supremo, forcibly converted a Dalit man back to Hinduism in this video from Shamli. So that's all for the news today, folks. Have a nice day. Take care. Until the time we meet again, signing off for Daybreak is your host, Badshah. And yes, don't forget to like, share and subscribe to news18.com. Go to YouTube, subscribe to our page, news18.com/digital, and stay updated with all the crazy content that we keep churning every day.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.